Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Midnight Hour Radio Show with your host, Myron Grace. I would like to introduce author Diane DeMatteir. How are you?
I'm great, Myron. How are you tonight?
Now, Diane, I want to know, how do you pronounce your last name?
It's Dimitri.
Yeah, right. I thought it may be Dimitri. So that's what I wanted you to tell me. So, yes, welcome to the Midnight Hour Radio Show with host Myron Grace and author Diane DeMatteir. All right, we talking about Diane's career, her books, and why she became a writer today. So, Diane, my first question is to you is, who is Diane DeMatteir, and what country are you calling from?
Okay, I'm calling from the beautiful Gold Coast in Australia. It's a beautiful, crisp autumn morning here this morning. Sun shining, blue sky, beautiful day, great place to live, Australia. And so my career started when I wiggled my nappy off when I was two. And I went headfirst into a dance career and then into the entertainment industry. So I've spent 40 years on the stage, on television, on radio, as a guest presenter and a dancer, actress and choreographer and director. And so I've always been highly creative. So it sort of just came together that writing was also a creative self-expression. So I got into writing novels, fiction novels, later in my life. And yes, I've been writing ever since and, you know, still teaching and doing all of those things. But yes, writing is a wonderful form of self-expression. I've loved it. So I started in the romance genre and I moved into romantic suspense, romantic mystery. My mystery series, my first murder mystery series, will be coming out this year. But the book I'm talking about today is a non-fiction book that I wrote specifically for this time while people were in the pandemic, because I've also been a life coach for the last 30 years. And so I was watching people struggle with this particular event and finding it really difficult to find their way. So I took 30 years of my teaching as a life coach and mindset mentor, and I've put it into this book, Master Mindset. And so it gives people an opportunity to help them through this time.
Author Diane DeMatteir on the Midnight Hour Radio Show with host Myron Grace. Diane, one of the things I always ask writers was, who were some of the people as you became and evolved to be a writer, evolving from entertainment areas other than writing, who were some of the writers or people that inspired you?
I have two that inspired me from opposite end of the spectrum. The first one was E.L. James, who wrote 50 Shades of Grey, and it made me so incensed that I had to write a counterbook to that. And then there was, I've forgotten his name now, isn't that terrible, who was a great Australian fiction writer who didn't start writing till he was 56. Bryce Courtney, that's who it was. Bryce Courtney didn't start writing till he was 56. And at the time, I was doing a meditation and I was told it's time to start writing, do some research on Bryce Courtney. And I realized he was 56 before he started writing and I was 56 that year. So I started writing. And they are really my two greatest influences. One that actually got me writing, and the other one who made me so incensed I had to write a counterbook.
Author Diane DeMatteir on the Midnight Hour Radio Show with host Myron Grace, calling in from Australia, the Gold Coast. Diane, so Tell us about your first book. Tell us what inspired you to write it, or what circumstances brought it about.
My first book. That was many years ago, and as I say, I was inspired to write it because I really disliked 50 Shades of Grey, and I didn't like how women were portrayed in that book. And so I wanted to write a book where women were their own people and that they had adventures on their own terms.
Okay, that makes sense. You're listening to author Diane DeMatteo on the Midnight Hour Radio Show. Diane, one of the things I wanted to know was how did other areas of entertainment influence your writing, like being an actress and being involved with other areas of entertainment? How did that influence your writing?
I think because I spent so much of my career on the stage and on television, that influence was about being able to create pictures and know how to create pictures in the reader's minds. So because of that, I've been able to write all of my books with that mindset, knowing the importance of setting a scene and making sure of the interrelationships of characters. And that also came from my work as a stress and life skills therapist and having a very strong understanding of what goes on in the human psyche and how we're motivated primarily, unfortunately, by fear rather than pleasure. So all of that goes into my writing, and particularly with my self-help book, Master Mindset, that is what motivated me most to write that, because the entire planet has gone crazy with fear, and the media is fear-mongering, and there's so much fear happening on the planet that people are drowning in it. And what they actually need is personal transformation. And that's why I wrote Master Mindset, because that's 21 chapters with 21 actionable exercises that helps people overcome the fear that they're currently experiencing while the world goes mad.
Author Diane DeMatteo talking about her new book now, Master Mindset, by author Diane DeMatteo on the Midnight Hour Radio Show. So, Diane, since you mentioned the new book, tell us three of the steps and explain them to us as much as you can out of your book. Three of the steps that you think can make people be more interested in buying the book or even reading the book.
I think that the key here with anybody, and with this book and in life in general, is that we have been conditioned to believe that what we see is all that is going on. And so we're all brought up with conditioned thinking and a limited human perspective. We put labels on everything. We put labels on each other. We put labels on ourselves. We put labels on the world. And we do that in order for us to communicate. But what that does is that separates us from what truly is the truth. And as Albert Einstein said, everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. And so everything in the universe, in the cosmos, is energy vibrating at a different resonance. And so if we are riddled with fear, we are vibrating at a very, very dense resonance. And it's been proven scientifically and medically that we actually influence our physical health by our emotional nature. And so the first thing that I would encourage people to do is to consider that one statement: everything is energy and that's all there is to it, which means that any time you have the power to resonate at whatever energy you choose. Then the next point I would bring out is that we all have a responsibility to actually live the life of our dreams, that we have the power right where we are to actually do that, and that life is not a random event, that we influence absolutely everything in our life, what goes on around us, what goes on within us. And that is our responsibility, to understand that we influence, that we have impact. And the more we make a shift to a master mindset, the more we actually understand that everything is energy, we too are that energy, and that we can create extraordinary lives and businesses through the vibration of our energetic being. That would be the second thing. And then the third major aspect of that is to then go into the second part of Einstein's statement, which is match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. That means that the moment we actually hold our intention very clearly of the reality that we wish to create, and if we match the frequency of that reality, we will actually manifest it. There's an old urban myth about Madonna, that Madonna, when she was a starlet, used to go to auditions. And the urban myth goes that she would walk into these auditions as if she had an entourage with her, ready to do her bidding, and that she would walk in full of confidence, and she would go in and she would nail these auditions. And that's exactly what this book is all about. It's about matching the frequency of the reality you want until you actually get that reality. And this is what life is about. This is what a master mindset is about. And this is my mission, to shift one mind at a time, one business at a time, to a master mindset. So I've been teaching this for over 30 years. And this book I've condensed into 21 chapters to be read in 21 minutes each, because I know people are busy. And there are 21 exercises that I give people to consider: what is their mindset? Is their mindset helping them or hindering them? Are they seeing the coronavirus as a disaster or as a deliverer of a new life? It's all about our perception. It's all about how we perceive things. And once we shift our perspective from the perspective of fear, from the perspective of a limited human perspective, and we shift it to what I call a master mindset, which is more love-based, faith-based, and knowing that, in fact, we are everything we need to be if we only accessed it, if we engage with our inner resources, if we empower ourselves with certainty, if we energize our life and business to the frequency that we want, that will bring in that reality, our whole lives change spontaneously. And so I put this book out because a lot of my students ask me, can you give a book out into the public at this time to help people? And that's what it's about. And there are people coming back to me after buying the book saying, this is amazing, this has helped me so much. And all it is, it's one quantum shift of perspective. And that's why I wrote the book, and that's how the book works.
Author Diane Dimitri talking about her new book, calling from the Gold Coast, Australia, on the Midnight Hour Radio Show with host Myron Grace, talking about her new book, Master Mindset, by Diane Dimitri. That's a lot of deep statements, Diane. I do know it works, because I took a two-hour radio show and turned it into a multi-million-dollar company. So I know it works. I know it works. But what would you say, author Diane Dimitri, with your new book, Master Mindset? What's the one thing in there that you wrote to inspire people to have the courage to have the mindset that you're speaking of?
It comes down to one word, and that is dare, D-A-R-E. We must dare to dream bigger dreams. We must dare to challenge our conditioned thinking and ignore our past limitations. We must dare to energize our life and business and press on until those dreams or something better manifests. Dare is what it's all about. rather than sitting and going, oh, well, it hasn't worked in the past, it won't work for me now. We must dare, we must step out on the leading edge of our lives, and we must give it a shot. There's nothing worse than dying with regret. And that's what it comes down to. At the moment, the world's all going mad because people are dying from coronavirus. Let's be sensible. People die every day. But the worst thing is to die with regret. We need to live a life that we are living well and that we are daring to make the most of, that we're daring to give the most to, because that's what we're here for. We must dare to have this glorious adventure and not just let our lives slip through our fingers. And so if I had to boil it down to one word, Myron, that would be the word, dare. Take that leap of faith. Go on. You'll be fine. Trust. Have that little bit more trust in yourself. And know that you are the master of your destiny.
Author Diane Dimitri on the Midnight Hour Radio Show. Now, we only got 14 minutes left, but I got to bring this up. I'm from English descent myself, Irish and Scottish as well. I would like to ask you, because you grew up in Australia, did you grow up in Australia?
Yes, I did, yes.
Okay. So the fact that you wrote this book, Master Mindset, and back when they started Australia, the British royalty thought that they was dumping a bunch of people off in a barren wasteland and they would die out and kill themselves and not have any hope when Australia started. So do you think that that's the courage that the Australian people had to overcome that thought process and become such a great nation?
I think that there is an inherent energy here in Australia, which I find really interesting. Like, I love America because Americans have this fabulous... Americans are very daring. They're very daring people. And they're bold, and they'll step out there. And they will do that. And I really admire that about the energy of America. Australia has a slightly different energy in that we do have that more laid-back energy, and we are a bit more laid-back. But if our back is against the wall, my goodness, we will be daring and courageous then. And that combination of those two countries' energies make us very good allies, in fact. We have very similar values. And as far as when Australia first started, yes, it would be like any pioneer anywhere. There is a certain essence of courage, and there is also that wonderful aspect of adventure and looking past the current limitations and seeing a future. It's about future pacing and having that vision for the future to say, this will be a great nation. This will be a great country. We will be part of that. We will be part of that foundation. And the human species still has that. You know, we're still moving to get out into outer space again and to set up colonies and to explore. So that is a basic aspect of human nature. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And that exploration, that daring of finding out what's going on, there's more. See, all human beings want more. It's a natural aspect of human nature to want more. But as I say over and over, we have to be more in order to do more of what matters, to have more of what counts. But we have to start with the internal work firstly. We have to be more of who we truly are.
Author Diane Dimitri calling from the Gold Coast, Australia, on the Midnight Hour Radio Show with your host, Myron Grace. I would like to ask you, Diane, you're talking about your new book, Master Mindset, available on several retail outlets, including Amazon, by Diane Dimitri. Master Mindset by Diane Dimitri. Tell us, Diane, how long did it take to write the book? And how did you plan the book out, research, and things like that?
It only took, what was it, 3 weeks in total to write the book, because it was all knowing and ancient wisdom and wisdom that I've been teaching for 30 years. So that didn't take a lot of time. And the planning, it was really interesting because when I decided to go ahead with this, because I meditate every day and I always follow my inner wisdom every day, and I was told very clearly in my meditation, 21 days is the basic format to break a habit. You will write 21 chapters, they'll be 21 minutes each, and you'll make it so that particularly for the parents who are home with their kids because their kids can't go to school, that they can get 21 minutes, they'll get 21 minutes. And so that's how it came about. And so I went, right, it's true, 21 days is the minimum you need to break a habit. So there's 21 chapters that take about 21 minutes with the exercise to complete. And then I looked at going through, if I had to condense my 30 years worth of coaching and teaching work, and if I had to condense it into a book, as you asked me before, what are the main three points? And I looked at it and I went, so what are the main 21 points? And I started. I knew where I was starting. I knew where I was finishing. And I knew basically the middle of it. And then as I went, I just massaged it and moved it until I got my 21 chapters that takes somebody from the fear of what's going on, what's happening with this coronavirus, and moves them all the way through a shift of perspective. And that's why the strap line on the book is from hashtag coronavirus to hashtag consciousness, because it's a shift from fear all the way through to faith in yourself, faith that you can actually rise up with love and rise through this. And I use the analogy of a butterfly as well, that, you know, when the butterfly goes into the chrysalis, we all think that, you know, not much going on there because we're looking at it from the outside, but inside there's remarkable transformation. And that's what this whole coronavirus pandemic has given us, is an opportunity to go within, because we can't go out anymore. We have to shift our focus from out to in, and to go within and make remarkable transformation. Because if we go back into our world the way we went into isolation, it's not going to work for us. This is pivot time. This is a massive time in the evolution of human consciousness. If only we would actually grab it and go, right, this is it. This is what I've been waiting for. And actually use this time to empower ourselves, to get in touch with ourselves, to find out who we truly are and to be more. And once we do that, that's when we can emerge like a butterfly. And then we can take flight in our lives. As I said, everything is energy, and that's all there is to it.
Author Diane Dimitri on the Midnight Hour Radio Show with host Myron Grace. It's funny you think that. I think the same thing, that everything is energy. Author Diane Dimitri, can you tell me, talking about your new book, Master Mindset by Diane Dimitri, available on Amazon and other outlets, in the last few minutes, can you tell me what you think makes a good story?
A good story must have conflict. So from the fiction perspective, and of course this is what happens in life too, a good story must have conflict. And you must be able to take the reader on a journey so that they're deep in the character and that we're cheering for that character as they move through their journey, as they move through their story, and they move through their conflicts and their challenges. And then they come out, just like my butterfly metaphor, not just achieving their goals, but truly going through some personal transformation, some awakening of some sort, so that by the end of the story, the reader can go, ah, that's terrific. I understand now. And a story that takes a reader on that journey where it elicits emotion, we must elicit that emotion from the reader as fiction writers, that makes a good story.
Author Diane Dimitri calling from the Gold Coast of Australia on the Midnight Hour Radio Show, talking about her new book, Master Mindset by Diane Dimitri, available on several outlets, including Amazon. Well, wrapping it up, Diane, what would you like the reader to know about the book, Master Mindset? It's one thing go ahead.
Yeah, I guess from my perspective is that I wrote this book to help people, to serve people. So I would love to see it in the hands of as many people as possible so that they can make a shift, so that they no longer have to feel that they have to struggle with sleepless nights and live a stressful life, that there is another way, and it's an easier way than we've been conditioned to believe. And so from my perspective, I'd like your audience to consider if they've had sleepless nights, if they're worried about their future, if they feel that they are overwhelmed with stress and anxiety, or they just want a better life. They want to know that life can be easier. If they buy the book, I know resolutely that they will find benefit in it. And that's why I wrote it. To benefit people so that they could not just benefit themselves, but benefit their families, their communities, and their businesses. Because the more of us who make this shift, the easier life will be. And we will create a better world. And we will, you know, we will look at our values more effectively. We will make better choices. Because we must start looking at our integrity is more important than money. We need to make that shift. We really do. So that would be my message.
Well, we didn't have a choice this time, did we, with Corona?
No, we
didn't. Diane Dimitri on the Midnight Hour Radio Show with your host, Myron Grace, calling from the Gold Coast of Australia, talking about her new book in the background of the new book, Master Mindset by author Diane Dimitri, available on Amazon and other outlets. Diane, tell us how people can get in touch with you, and what would you like the audience to know about you?
Probably the easiest way to get in touch with me is through my website, which is mastermindset.com.au. That's probably the easiest way. I'm also on Facebook, Master Mindset with Diane Dimitri, and on Instagram, Master Mindset with Diane Dimitri. So people can follow me there. I'm posting lots of inspiration every day, and from my website you'll be able to find out more about me, and very shortly I'll be launching my massive online Master Mindset Method course, which has got over 30 videos, 30 publishable resources, and takes 30 years of my best professional and personal experience and puts it into a six-week online course so people can actually make this shift to a Master Mindset, and I'm there guiding them all the way and giving them lots of resources and lots of help so that they can truly create an extraordinary life and an extraordinary business. So mastermindset.com.au.
Right. Well, thank you so much, author Diane Dimitri, calling from the Gold Coast of Australia on the Midnight Hour Radio Show with your host, Myron Grace. Go check out our new book, Master Mindset, by Diane Dimitri, available on several outlets, including Amazon, and visit mastermindset.com.au to find out more about author Diane Dimitri. And you'll be hearing more from her, I'm sure, through me and various other outlets. Thank you so much, author Diane Dimitri.
Thank you, Myron. It's been a pleasure. And all the best to your listeners. I hope they have a fabulous night and a wonderful Memorial Day tomorrow.
Thank you so much.